It was just 8 months ago that President Barack Obama visited Israel. It was the first foreign trip of his second term, designed to improve relations with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which have been stressed over the Palestinian conflict.
How are you? Good to see you.
But now the two men are at serious odds again, this time over nuclear negotiations with Iran. Mr. Netanyahu.
It's clear that this agreement is good only for Iran and that it's really bad for the rest of the world. Iran's dream deal is the world's nightmare.
Israel is concerned Iran is too close to building a bomb and wants the nuclear capabilities rolled back. Iran says its program is peaceful and the U.S. is pressing international diplomacy to resolve the dispute. Dennis Ross, a former senior advisor on Iran to President Obama, sees merits in Israel's position.
Even if you're slowing the clock or freezing it, you're freezing it at a level that basically is unacceptable, because that level would allow the Iranians to have a breakout capability, and you're not reversing the program.
The U.S. stance has also angered another key ally in the region, Saudi Arabia. In what analysts see as an unprecedented development, Israel and many Sunni Arab nations are aligned in their concerns about Iran. Adam Erley, a Middle East expert and former U.S. ambassador to Bahrain, says this puts the U.S. in a delicate position.
Let's not forget our close and steadfast and important allies in the region who not only rely on us, but who we rely on for our national security.
Israel has threatened to bomb Iran if it gets too close to making a nuclear weapon, despite U.S. efforts to tone down the harsh rhetoric. Analysts don't believe Israel will attack during negotiations between world powers and Iran. But analyst Robert Satloff says Israel's impatience is growing.
I think the likelihood of Israeli military action against Iran has gone way up.
Satloff says the current Israeli government feels it has been left out in the cold. That could have a negative impact on the Middle East peace process, which the U.S. is spearheading.
And that's because the crisis of confidence between the United States and Israel will have an impact in this diplomacy.
Looking away from the U.S., Mr. Netanyahu has met with the presidents of France and Russia to appeal for tough terms on a nuclear accord with Iran. Despite the deep disagreements with Mr. Netanyahu, Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will not let down its key ally.
We believe deeply in our commitment to Israel. Deeply.
Mr. Kerry says the United States will not accept any deal that allows Iran to buy time to increase its nuclear capability and further threaten Israel. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.